The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down, episode 240F3. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up?
And Adam Vale.
What up, humans?
What's going on, people? Man, we're talking about that Marvel Ultimate Alliance beforehand. So what's going on with this, Adam? Like, people, like, broke embargoes? What the fuck?
Yeah, people don't give a shit. You know how the internet is. Fucking if stores sell it early, then there's always people willing to talk about it early.
Yeah. Nah, man, it's these motherfucking YouTubers, man.
Shit, how long are they doing that? They fucking posted a video. They're like, yeah, we're going to show everything like that.
They don't give a fuck.
I took a look. One guy, and he had, like, 15K ready.
What the
just
fuck?
Views, because everybody just, if you type in right now, if someone type in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, it'll fill in on YouTube. You'll see there's videos, new videos, people are doing it. But the point is, people like it.
Yeah, so what's far, the yeah, I was gonna say, what's the consensus so the far? Consensus,
it's good. It feels like the Marvel Ultimate Alliance that we know from the past, but with supposedly a better camera angle, because this view is a custom view that'll just move around with your character. So depending on the character and what angle the camera will pan around, and at some points it's even side scrolls.
Interesting.
You know, but you could always go back to the old Diablo style in the settings. They said you could just switch it off, and if you don't like that, you know, jarringness of the camera switching all over the place, you just want that top view. You know, but they're enjoying it. They like the story, and I got to see some of the story. It starts off like with Avengers, and so I'm with the Guardians. You know, and it looked great. It looked great. You know, so the big question, and that they have all had the same idea, is like, what's going to happen with the online? Because we know
Nintendo
garbage. You know, you see what's going on with Mario Maker 2. So how is that going to pan out when people are trying to do 4-player co-op?
Yeah. So, by the way, that's something we didn't really get into. Like, the whole debacle going on with a Mario Maker 2. Like, can you guys inform me on that? Because I'm going to be honest, I haven't been paying attention. But I heard not some good things.
It's just
so laggy, it's impossible to do multiplayer.
Wow.
Wait, there's a multiplayer in this?
Yeah, there is. You can play up to four, just like New Super Mario Bros. U, how you can have 4-player, you know, local co-op.
Yeah.
Well, they put four-player multiplayer in the custom levels, except that it's all broken. Like, the lag is just horrible.
Can you play with your friends? Because remember, that was a big issue. They were like, oh, with the leaderboards, we don't want to cause this issue. And then they were like, no, we'll put that in. You can play with your friends.
The last I heard, they were going to add it, but I don't know if they did.
They still didn't add it. All right. But then they were also, for some reason, banning people that made videos. Not banning people, taking their maps down, their levels.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I saw a lot of that on Twitter. People saying they just deleted my shit, and it had no curse words, it had nothing offensive, and they just remove it, and they're not really giving any explanation for it. They're just like, hey, your stuff has been removed. Too bad.
Sounds like some shady Nintendo shit.
Yeah. You know?
It's probably because they're making other levels from other games.
Oh, that's true.
Can you do that? You can do that. Can you?
Well, you could approximate them, you know, using the Mario assets. That's what I'm guessing, at least. But yeah, I want to give a quick shout out to Glorious War, who's already in the chat room talking shit about Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he said 480p superhero gaming. Damn, son. Because it's a Switch exclusive. Wow. Yeah, this is a Switch exclusive. So, you know, yeah, did the guys like talk about the graphics?
They said everything ran smooth when they had it docked. I think one guy had it in a handheld, and he said the same type. He kept comparing it to like Diablo, which is fair, because you have a bunch of things going on, characters on the screen and all that stuff, and he experienced no slowdown. You know, so
I forgot this shit was exclusive.
Yeah, it's exclusive. He said he was joking. But I mean, it's a concern. What's the? It's a 1080p when you play it on dock mode, though.
Yeah, 1080p docked, and of course 720p because that's all it could do undocked. But yeah. The key thing was the frame rate issues, and it looks like, I mean, think about it. They're going to put all the money they can. Team Ninja and all, they're going to put whatever they can to get this up and running. You can't have any issues with this, especially with frame rates and jarringness and stuff like that. That's unacceptable with this type of IP. So this has to be perfect out the box.
He says Digital Foundry Video says otherwise on the performance.
Oh, shit.
Damn. That's crazy. Oh, wait, you know how it is, man. They dig their stuff. By the way, I should say I want to apologize to anybody who's looking at me backwards because I have like Sony shit on, but it's like wrong. So it's like instead of saying PlayStation, I have like Station Play or whatever because I'm mirrored right now and I can't really fix that. You see some of the characters, like there's a Watch Dogs 2 dude. This is from like PlayStation Experience 2016, I believe.
So I see Nathan Drake.
Yeah, Nathan Drake. Down here, there's Aloy, you know. I think that's Titanfall over here, and over here is the fucking the monster from
Guardian.
Yeah, Last Guardian and shit. I just realized I'm pulling away from the microphone. Everybody's like, Tony, why are you going so far away? You know, that's a cool effect. Anyway, man, so we got some news to talk about, some interesting stuff. It's kind of a mixed bag. Some of this is cool, some of this is kind of whatever, but you know, it's summer. What are you gonna do? So let's start things off with the NPDs. You down with NPD? Yeah, you know me. So yeah, man. Okay, so is there anything noteworthy here? We'll get to that later. Let's get to the fun games. So the best selling games of June 2019 in the United States of America: Super Mario Maker 2. We're just talking about that. That's the number one game. Crash Team Racing, number two. Mortal Kombat 3. Mortal Kombat 11, number three. And I wish Brian was here for this one.
Uh-oh.
Number four is a game that came out in 2013. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yo, man, that
it's
shit.
Back. It's back.
Just, it won't quit the hype for the casino DLC. Yeah. That's real, man. It's coming out. Yeah.
That's
it. By the way, they don't need to make any more games.
They don't.
Fuck Red Dead.
My nephew's this year, or like actually a couple of weeks ago, just got a PS4.
See, there you go.
And guess what they bought?
I'm telling you, man. If you buy a new PlayStation, you're buying Grand Theft Auto. Not like mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, you know.
And they already had that shit for the Xbox.
Yeah. Well, again, we talked about this. Every person in this podcast that does own it, Manny, we're not including you, obviously, that does own the game.
I don't own shit.
Yeah. We own multiple copies. Like, I own 3 copies of this shit myself,
I
you know?
I own 3 as well.
It's crazy, man. We're the problem. So, yeah, that's number 4. What's that?
Go ahead, buddy. I just decided to take a look on Metacritic, and some of the official critics are coming in. It's got a 74 rating.
For what?
For Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, all right.
Some of the UK ones are coming in.
It was actually Grand Theft Auto that had that rating.
Yeah. Getting 80, 85 around there. So people liking it.
That's good. All right. So number 5 is another one, Minecraft. Always there.
I heard of it.
Yeah. Number 6, Super Smash Brothers. Number 7, Marvel Spider-Man. Still holding in there. That's a PS4 one, you know. Still hanging in there.
I have a question with the Smash Brothers. Who here is hyped for that Banjo? I can't believe that people with that hype, they're like, oh, Banjo's on that Banjo. Really? Who gives a shit?
Not anybody on this podcast.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it, but you see the buzz online. People are like, I can't believe this is happening. It's the second coming of characters.
Well, that's because that was the biggest. That was because that was the biggest announcement Nintendo had at E3.
Yeah, that is true.
So they got to hype up something.
Gotta have something.
These just gamers talk, you know, like, oh man, I can't wait till that comes out. I'm like, really? You can't wait to play Banjo? I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
But then again, you don't get
the Contra characters.
Yeah, right.
You don't get the Contra characters in Smash Bros.
Yeah,
complete the trifecta.
Exactly. But Adam, you don't understand Smash Brothers though, so that's probably
no. I like Smash Brothers. I play Smash Brothers.
Okay, so you get it more than me because I don't like Smash Brothers at all.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna be mean, but I'll stop.
I play my Ryu and Ken and stuff. I'm playing Street Fighter with that shit.
Nice. Where the fuck are we? So Spider-Man number 7. Number 8 is NBA 2K19. Mario Kart 8 is number 9.
Remember that game was like $2.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a sale. So,
NBA, right?
Yeah, the NBA 2K19.
Because I know Mario wasn't. Nintendo doesn't put any of their shit on sale. No, you know,
man, stingy bastard. Shit could be 18 years old. It's like, oh, $40 just for you.
They don't make sales for Nintendo games. They only do it for indie games.
Yeah, that is true. Number 10 is Days Gone. I'm surprised that's still hanging in there. Number 11 is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. That's been there for a while, too. Red Dead 2 is number 12, so it's not doing as great as Grand Theft Auto, but it's still in the 20s, at least, you know?
I'll just add something for you guys and for everybody listening. Remember what I mentioned about Grand Theft Auto? If you link your Twitch, you get the penthouse for the casino. Well, they also have $300 you get if you link and you get the Red Dead. So you'll get $300 for the online, Red Dead Online, and a bunch of other stuff for syncing your Twitch with your Rockstar social club. So they're trying to hook people up to play online. I haven't played online since that time we played.
Yeah, I think that was it for me. Now I was thinking about when you were a kid and shit, you were like, you know, it was always like the war between Playboy and Penthouse, and you kind of like Penthouse better because you got to see what they look like on the inside, if you know what I mean. Damn, girl, what you doing? You showing me everything. Right. Nothing to the imagination.
Nothing.
You know, number 13, Breath of the Wild is still in there. MLB number 19 is number 14. Call of Duty. Black Ops 4, number 15. The Division, Adam, there you go. Number 16. Division 2 still holding in there. And that is not including PC digital sales. Number 17 is New Super Mario Brothers. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is number 18. Mario Party, number 19. And God of War. Damn! That shit is still holding. What the fuck?
I'm surprised by the last two. Mario Party? Really? People playing?
It's Nintendo fans, man. You know how they are.
Well, I guess those are people that aren't going to get the light then.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm going to assume Switch 1 again. You know, the hardware sales, because that's the case now. Pretty interesting stuff. Let me see. I'm just trying to see if there's anything we could pin out of this that's like super crazy. But that doesn't seem like too much. Did the shit go up or down? It's lower than last year. The sales overall are 13% lower. Kind of makes sense, you know. Mm-hmm. Things are winding down, you know. Mm-hmm. So let's see what else. The rest of the software, I don't care about this shit. Anyway, you guys have anything else to say about the NPDs? Take that as an I don't know. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, man. I'm shocked.
The one thing I can't, man, can we really trust any of these numbers? Because it's like some of them don't include the digital, some
do. Well, they tell you, you know, they tell you which ones don't and don't.
I know. But like sometimes it makes you wonder, it's like, what if you did include the digital sales from PC and all the other platforms? Shit might be through the roof. Why don't they do that? Why don't they all just say, hey, you know what? We're going to stick to one format. If you release your games on all these platforms, that's what we're going to count. All those platforms. Don't come at us with just four or five of them. You have to give us all your numbers, and then we tally it up. I just don't get how they can get away with just giving, oh, we're just doing the physicals for this. Well, it was also on digital. What's your number? You don't want to talk about that shit. Just count the physical.
Yeah, like, for example, every single Nintendo game out here, none of them include digital. They expressly say it. They said, do not count digital for there. So they could be higher, you know?
It's got to be. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be. The way that they push the online and the digital sales, I'm like, come on now.
And check this out. For Minecraft, it said Minecraft does not include digital sales of PS4 and Xbox One, you know? And then for the other games... I'm going to single them out, too. They are Call of Duty. Actually, it looks like Call of Duty is the only one here. Does not include PC digital sales. So that's the only one. All the other ones, they combine all of them, you know, all the sales. But then again, it's like Spider-Man. It's like it's only on one platform. What else is there to count? Days Gone. What else is there, you know? But then you have games like Red Dead and Grand Theft Auto, which is everything altogether, you know? So I still think you still get some use out of this. You know, even if it is just for America. All right. What the fuck are we right now? So moving on here. Oh, okay, we got to talk about this. I forgot who brought this to my attention. So we got to talk about these Microsoft quarter reports, man. And so, Chris, I'm going to toss this to you, man, because you're the numbers guy here.
All right. So, I mean, Microsoft reported a good quarter. I think they were overall up like 19% or something. I had a total revenue of like $33.7 billion, which is a lot for just one quarter. right? And they attributed much of it to Azure. Their Azure business was up like some ridiculous, like 64% or whatever. I'm sure the Sony deal helped. I'm sure like other people. So they're in heavy competition with Amazon Web Services. So they are getting more people on board. So they had a huge revenue spike from that. And what was funny is like the Surface is selling well. They reported that was up
14%.
14%, yeah. Right.
Oh, I should add Azure, like you said, dude, 64% it was up. That is crazy.
Yeah, man, it's controlling the world. That's why it's the backbone.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Chris going, yeah, Surface 14% up.
Yeah, Surface was up 14%. They've been able to successfully monetize LinkedIn, which I didn't think they would be able to do.
Yeah, 25%
generated revenue. Yeah, and so they have some interesting like stuff going on in that regard. But like the main thing, you know, we care about, people listening care about is, so how's Xbox doing? Xbox not doing so hot in this report. Now, for live services, if you just look at Xbox Live, that's doing well. If you look at Xbox hardware, the revenue dropped 48%. So it's like almost half from last year this time.
Damn.
And that's rough. Like their hardware. I mean, I think that's why Phil Spencer, we just talked about this like maybe a month and a half ago when he came out and said like, oh, I don't need to sell hardware to get software sales or whatever. I mean, he probably knew this was coming. Like these numbers were going to come out. And yeah, so that doesn't look good. Honestly, at this point, like I would be like saying what I said last year. It's like, why isn't Xbox just a service at this point? But I maybe they'll get there after. Maybe this is the last Xbox.
Yeah, and here's what I found interesting, right? Because like not only was the hardware down, and you know, Phil was saying like, oh yeah, we're not worried about hardware anymore. We're worried about, you know, services. Okay, gaming overall was down for Xbox 10%.
Yeah.
So what's going on? You know.
They're just not keeping people engaged. I think.
Does that include the Game Pass services or the subscription?
No, this is. I'm talking. This is what's dropped is hardware. So yeah, right. Xbox unit sales is down, you know, 40%. But their live subscriptions was up. I don't know if Game Pass. If they count in live services, then it's probably Game Pass 2 probably counts towards that. But in terms of hardware sales like that, that doesn't look good going into Scarlet. You know, going into the next Xbox, if you don't have the if your sales are dropping, like, but you have, and they missed the main part of this. It's like you need the games to attract people to get them on board.
Do you think that's why the hardware sales are down? Because people know that another one is coming. No.
I think this is just a trend. Like their last couple of titles have been disappointing. Honestly, like Sony's pulled people away because they had the market share to marginalize Microsoft. Ever since Xbox One had its like faulty start at the beginning, Sony has capitalized on that, and now they have a huge market share, so they are pulling people over to them. It's kind of like gravity, you know, the bigger the mass, it just pulls things in. So people are moved over. Like people, that's where people play GTA and Red Dead and all this stuff. Like there's more engagement on PlayStation, so people gravitate over there.
It's like The Godfather, man. Once I'm out, they keep bringing me back in.
You know, it's tough for Microsoft to break that. They would need, a GTA 6 to swing them in that favor, right? Like, oh, that Xbox is the place you play GTA now, right? In the next gen, but I don't know. I don't see that happening right now. I don't know what's gonna happen when the systems launch, but right now it doesn't look good on the hardware side for Xbox. It doesn't look good. As a matter of fact, that's the only downside that they had in this whole report was Xbox hardware. Everything else was up.
Yeah, it's insane. But it goes back to what we were talking about. It's like, when it comes to gaming, that's not really Microsoft. We're talking about the entire company now. That's not their priority. Yeah. That's a side hustle, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it shows. But yeah, I again, you know, the hardware stuff, that's pretty bad. But just the fact that gaming overall was down 10%. And Glorious War over here says that their software sales were down 3%. So yeah, gaming in general is just low for Xbox, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And as they move more and more towards cloud, or whatever they call it, intelligent cloud services, as they move more of their stuff in that direction, like, they're becoming software as a service overall. Like, they acquired LinkedIn, they acquired GitHub, and that's part of the intelligent cloud. They have Office Online. They're not going to sell Office after. I don't even know if they sell it now. It's just the 365 subscriptions. And that's huge. Well, I don't know. Besides advertising revenue, I don't know if Skype generates a lot. Maybe it does on professional. But yeah, so they have all of those cloud services. So it's like, and the hardware that's really making the money is the Surface at this point. You know, it's not Xbox. So I don't know if that'll change. I'm not saying, like, I'm not being gloom and doom. I don't know if that'll change next generation, but right now this doesn't look good.
Yeah, I want to know what that one dude, I keep forgetting his name, the guy who's always getting mad at us when we were talking about Xbox and shit, because he says, like, Damien, that guy in the YouTube comments, the truth teller, right? Johnny. Because he's always like, oh, gaming is not Microsoft's main priority. All right, bro. Yeah, sure, keep believing that. Down 48% with hardware, bro. Come on, son.
Well, you know, well, the Xbox is just, you know, one part of a larger thing. To be honest, they could totally, if they wanted to, they could totally cut it off and still make a bunch of money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Which makes the perfect sense of why they're trying to move Xbox into the world of just a cloud service, you know?
Yeah, no, and we've been saying that for, like,
exactly,
years now, basically, you know?
Exactly. It's the writing was totally on the walls, because that's, you know, the thing is, obviously, Microsoft can't get your living room, right? But that doesn't mean they can't get you in there somewhere, some way else, you know? Yeah. Whether through their Azure service or any of the other services they offer.
Pretty much, man. So there you go. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, moving on here. So, okay, so we got to talk about this, because last week we talked about the Switch Mini or Lite, whatever the fuck it's called. On top of that, we were talking about, hey, there's a rumor there's going to be a new Switch model. Rumor's true. Not exactly as people thought, but it's true. Basically, it has, like, an upgraded battery, from what I understand. The new revision is going to have... Yeah, it's gonna be it's gonna last between four and a half to 9 hours, which I think the normal battery right now lasts 3 or something like that.
It's 2.5 to 6.6.5.
Yeah, depending on the game. Yeah, exactly. By the way, I'm just gonna read this off of Polygon, so you know, apologies. According to Nintendo's website, the new Switch revision will last between 4.5 to 9 hours per charge. Nintendo estimates that players will get about 5.5 hours of playtime with Breath of the Wild on the updated model on the original Switch. They estimated it was 2.5 to 6.5 hours of playtime, depending on the game, and with about 3 hours of playtime with Breath of the Wild. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we kind of, this type of stuff happens, you know, like Adam, like you said, the chipsets and all that, you know.
We knew this was going to happen before, because remember of the hacks, and they kept saying that they were going to use a new chipset to avoid the hacks, one that can't be hacked. So it just makes sense. And then they're like, all right, while we're in there, from what I'm hearing, it's not even so much about the battery. They're saying that the chipset just does a better job managing performance and battery life. So it's a chipset. So from what they were saying, I was like, I don't think it's a different battery. They're not ordering any other new batteries. It's just the chipset's just better at distributing power.
Yeah. So, and Chris, didn't you talk about that before? Like, if they use a better chipset from the outset, this wouldn't have been a problem in the beginning?
Yeah, I was saying if they had used the Tegra X2, they would have had more power and probably better battery life, but they went with the X1, I think, mainly because of cost. Like, it was just cheaper to produce an SoC off of the old Tegra. So that's what they did.
I don't see this as a reason to go out and get it.
That's gonna be my next question. It's like, yo, if you got a Switch, I mean, you got to get this new one because they're like, man, visually.
If you want it to last longer, maybe, right?
Maybe, yeah. But even if you go to the store, there's not gonna be any. You know, like on the box, you're not gonna see a difference. Like it's still the same model, basically. You know, it's just the insides are different. You know, so no one's really gonna notice it.
You would think they would have like included some different Joy-Cons or did something special. They really didn't. So. Just for the fact that they even told us this, because I remember when Microsoft did something like this for the 360. Carlos, maybe you remember the Jasper chip? Mm-hmm. It was like a different chipset. They didn't even say anything. They just released it in a different bundle, and people online had to just follow the SKUs. And they were like, oh, if you get this SKU, if you see it on this one, then that bundle has the new chip, which had more memory on the board.
Yeah, wasn't it like... Wasn't it like the first ones that came with an HDMI or something like that?
I think it was the Elite. It was something with it. I remember mine's came in the Modern Warfare bundle. It wasn't the standard white ones. It was like, no, you have to get one of the specialized themed bundles, and those have it. And that's when I got it. But I got a Jasper
chip too on my Xbox, like after mine Red Ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't remember what I did to see it was a Jasper chip.
I just remember that going on, there was a Xbox scene. It was the name of the site, xboxscene.com, and they were like, they took screenshots. Like, if you see the SKU, then that's the one. So I remember I went to a store, flipped it over. I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's the one I want.
Yeah. By the way, quick corrections. I want to give a shout out to Dude the Third and Glorious War. They said this revision or whatever it is, it does have a new box and it comes in different packaging. So correction there.
It's a color. It's a color, but they're not saying it, right? This, from what I understand, it's just a color. It's not anything special. Like they're not advertising. That's,
even
it,
a
like
color is something,
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. So you do know, like, by the way, and we joked about this before. Adam, about lowering the prices. They're not going to lower the price on the old one. Don't look for a discount,
But that's what I'm saying. It's like it's one of those weird things where you can't advertise it too much because you still have your previous model on the shelf selling.
Yeah.
So how do you go about doing this?
Yeah, well, you look at the packaging, I guess. I don't know. But you know how it is, Adam. Most people don't even know. Like average consumer doesn't know.
But remember what they did with the 3DS? They put the new. Remember, it was like the new 3DS XL. Even though it's like, oh, what's the new? And then you got the C stick, and it can support Super NES. This isn't even doing that. It's just like a color of the box.
Yeah, and remember when PlayStation 4 Slim came out? That's not the official name. It was just PlayStation 4. Unless it's a big revision.
Actually, it was called PS4. That's the change they did.
Yeah.
As opposed to calling it PlayStation 4. Okay. Yeah, they called it PS4.
Interesting. Very slight change there. So. Very, very interesting.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think this was just to combat the hacking and all that was going on with that last board, the chipset, NVIDIA one. So they're like, all right, well, here's a new one. And anything else it can do? Well, it can prove better. Fuck, let's mention that. Let's go. We gotta change it. Gotta change it up.
So we talked about this, like that's not surprising, all right. In more Nintendo news, so a plane full of Southwest passengers got a free Switch and Mario Maker 2. Now why did this happen again? That's my thing. This shows how prepared I am. I didn't even know where the fuck they did this. The main reason I brought this up is because this links back to the previous story. This is how Nintendo's getting rid of their fucking old versions of the Switch. Just give them away,
But now, was it vouchers or was it actual hardware right there? Like, once you walked out, here you go, a lady taking it out of a box.
I'm looking at the video and, I think you're right. I think it's like vouchers,
Yeah, it's probably just vouchers.
Yeah, it's vouchers.
Was it only first place people? First class people?
No, it looks like it's a lot of people here. So, because, first class is like the smallest. I'll read this. It's from GameSpot. A plane full of lucky passengers on a Southwest Airlines flight got more than a bag of pretzels on a trip to San Diego. Maybe they're going to Comic-Con. They received a free Nintendo Switch system and a copy of Mario Maker 2. Perfect for staying occupied while whatever. The first indication of the giveaway came from some asshole on Twitter.
Damn.
Yep.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
It's, I like.
Yeah,
we'll go ahead. I like Tony's rewrites of these articles.
Exactly. It's like that's on Twitter said, "Yo, they gave away some." And it was like, "Thanks, jerk off."
Yeah. by the way, Nicholas Friedman, you're not an asshole. You're probably a sweet guy. But to me, you're just an asshole on Twitter. You know.
Oh shit.
All right. This isn't Nintendo's. Okay, so it's a cross promotion thing apparently. But for what? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Fly with us and you get Nintendo points.
I think there was probably somebody, I bet you, anyway, but there was probably somebody on there who got it. It was like, I don't need this. Who else wants another one? Here, take this shit.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this probably has got to be.
I just imagine mid-flight, they're like, hey, you can get a free Switch and a Mario Maker 2, but the only thing you have to do is stay seated once the plane lands. And then the plane lands, everyone gets the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Or everybody has to connect through their Wi-Fi service to activate and do all that stuff, you know, and that's how they make their money, because you got to pay the $20 or whatever to connect to their onboard Wi-Fi.
I'm just confused. I don't understand. Okay, so it's a promotion. I don't understand the purpose of the promotion.
I don't know. It's just a promotion. It's actually not for the people that are on the plane. It's for people that hear about it.
No, I understand that, but like, who is this benefiting? I'm confused.
Well, think about it like this. It's like when people go to Oprah or whatever, the Ellen, they give the audience like, oh, everyone here is leaving with a copy of a fucking Bill Cosby's fucking biography. But, and shit.
But who was it that said this was going to San Diego, right?
Yeah, San Diego Comic Con, yeah.
All right, so then it makes sense. They figured, you know what, there's a good chance a large majority of people on this flight are going down to San Diego for Comic Con. So. Yeah. They would appreciate this and spread the word.
I guess, yeah. Like, yo, man, this is the illest game of all times. You know,
like if it was going to Milwaukee or something, no one would give a shit. They probably wouldn't mention it.
That's right. Like, you know? Yeah, it says this is from the voucher. Please enjoy a Nintendo Switch system and Super Mario Maker 2. Compliments of Nintendo and Southwest. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, a bunch of hashtags and shit.
Oh, shout out to Brian.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, where's Brian, man? I wanted him to talk about
GQ. He's still moving.
I thought he moved, man. What the fuck?
It takes longer. He's out in, you know, jolly old England.
I'm here.
Oh, shit, bro. What the fuck? This motherfucker snuck in.
Whoa.
Oh, the Chris Angel. Wow. We're talking shit about this man. He just sneaks in.
Hey. I just said he was here.
You did.
He just said he was here, and he appeared.
Yeah, he appeared. Look at that. Yeah, you conjured him, Manny. That's what happened. You're a genie, you know? Yo, Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, thanks, man. How are you guys?
All right, doing good. We're pretty much done with that Southwest shit, right?
You just got to tell Brian about a certain number 4.
Well, that's what I'm going back to, because I want Brian to take up a half an hour talking about this now. Yo, Brian, man, I'm just going to cut to it. Number 4 in NPDs was GTA 5.
I don't know what to say now. Like, how? Why
is GTA officially evergreen right now?
Yeah. Remember the last time we saw it, because it has not left NPDs. The last time we saw it, it was below 10, and then it just rocketed to the like number 4.
I'm telling you, every time there's
sales, the updates and sales, and when they do the giveaways and stuff, and people jump in.
And apparently, GameStop was selling the game for $20 for like a month, so. Maybe.
Well, they were selling, even the Division 2 was being sold for like $20.
Yeah.
Still though, it's like still in NPDs. That's the thing that bugs me. And also it kind of like hurts, because then how long before we get GTA 6? And will GTA 6 live up to GTA 5? Exactly. That's what I'm concerned about now. Like, now Rockstar are just like, yeah, we don't need to make a GTA 6 because we have all the money. So
yeah,
games as a service, man.
Yeah, games. I'm actually cool with that, though. I mean, look at this. We're getting a hefty update next week with this casino, and we still haven't even played the Destruction Derby thing.
Oh shit, that's right. We did.
Remember, there's tons of content on this damn game. So it's like I'm cool with it, you know.
Yeah, GTA, man, can't stop, won't stop.
And all that DLC is free, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all free.
Yeah. And Brian, actually, what's your opinion on the Southwest passengers getting a free Switch and Mario Maker?
It's cool. It's it's cool. Like, I can see why Nintendo won't do that if they want to get rid of the old hardware stock. So
there you go. That's what. That's my theory. You know,
just give it for free.
I can see why. How long was the flight? Was it like an hour? Like more than an hour?
Yeah, it's Southwest. Those flights aren't that long. You know.
Very weird. Like, I would have thought that they would have like given them to people that are making flights of like an hour or two. Like, say, hey, here's something to keep you busy. It's a Switch. You put it in your bag and play it on the plane, and makes journeys go faster. So fly this again.
But Brian, what we found out was that it was going to San Diego. So good chance it was going. The flight was full of people going to Comic-Con. So we think that's the whole reason behind it. Like that whole promotion, going to the event, that type of deal.
Yeah, because
then like, won't most people just have a Switch anyway? Because it's Comic-Con and Switches are like,
now they have two. $300.
Now they got two of them, son.
That's it. They could sell one, make some extra money.
Then they can play with themselves on the rooftop. Then
play with those, or in the bathroom, whichever.
You know, actually, while I'm on that subject, because Brian, didn't you recently? You got a Switch this year, right?
No, last year.
Oh, okay.
November, I think.
Okay, so that's this year enough, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think about the? it's got to fit my narrative, man. But the point is, you got it pretty recently because most of us got it on day one. So what do you think about the fact that there's a revision? Because it's not exactly a new model, but the revision with the longer battery and all that. What do you make of that?
It's cool. It's good. That's making one with a longer battery because. That was one of the issues that I had. Like, the battery just doesn't last long enough. But, again, I'm not too fussed. It's technology. Like, I've been following what Samsung and what Apple does for years now, and that seems to be what the general gist is now. It's like, hey, every now and then, here's a new piece of hardware that's slightly more efficient, looks the same, but the hardware underneath is slightly better, more power efficient, not as much heat and all sorts. So it's kind of expected and not too fussed. It's like, that's what they do now. It would be nice to have like a Switch Pro of some sort where it's like, hey, it's actually more powerful. Uses, I think, the current Switch uses the X1, so maybe like use like X2 or X3 or something. Like give games more oomph, if you wish. That would be nice, but it's Nintendo. I don't expect much from them.
Yeah, pretty much. Nintendo gonna Nintendo. Even though every company does this, you know, under the hood shit eventually, you know. All right, so we're gonna move on. Adam, I threw this in here just for you.
Oh shit.
Gears of War 5. By the way, before I even get to the story, so this weekend, shout out to Big Mike. Big Mike, are you good, Mike? he informed us that there's gonna be a Gears of War 5 test, like a beta basically, right? So Throwdown's gonna stream it for you, man. You already know me, Carlos. Maybe Mike, because Mike flakes sometimes. So I'm just being real right now. You know, Mike, man, I love you, man. Because Mike is like, yo, man, we should play together. You know, and then he don't show up.
Poof. Disappears. He forgets. He blacks out.
Yo, wasn't he supposed to be on WrestleCast?
Yeah, he told me. He was like, yo, I'm going to be on. I sent him a message. We're waiting. He never came up. That was it.
He put this man on blast and shit.
He just no show. He could have just said he can't make it. No biggie.
Yeah, right. I just couldn't make it, Adam.
It's all right. Shit happens. Life happens.
Oh God. So the news is that Gears of War 5. It's gonna have the longest campaign in franchise history. Holy shit.
Yep, it's based on a true story.
It's gonna be as long as like a Kojima game.
So this is from the multiplayer design director, Mr. Ryan Clevin. I like that name. So he goes, Gears of War 5 is the largest Gears of War to date. It is the largest campaign ever made, the largest PvE ever made, the largest versus ever made. Damn, son. How big is this?
It's made out of pure butter. And it's not going to have any
pure
butter. They said no pay DLC, none of this stuff. There will be some stuff that you could pay for, but like, you know, content or whatever, like outfits, but that you get what you want. You're not getting no loot boxes, none of that shit. Direct microtransactions, but everything else, no season pass, none of that shit.
Yeah. Yo, by the way, Glorious War, man, I love you. He's already talking shit. He said Gears of War 5. Oh, no. Okay. A little temper, so I'll give you that. He goes, it may be a flop. Hey, you never know.
Are they gonna add DLC to put Marcus Phoenix's cigar back in his mouth? Oh,
that same joke, Manny. Good shit.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that because that was some bullshit. Right.
As long as they don't take it out of Ghost Recon, because my character has a cigar that's smoking constantly out of his mouth. So, but Marcus never really had the cigar in his mouth.
But that's what I'm saying. You know what? I'm changing the subject right now because you know the Coalition that came out saying like they're not gonna have any smoking in their games, right? And I'm because I played Gears of War. Smoking was never really a thing.
It's not. It was only in the cutscene. It wasn't in the gameplay. It's not, and that's why I bring up the Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
Because you could have a cigar in your character's mouth throughout the whole game, like I do, and it's smoking. So whenever you see him smoking a cigarette. You never had that in Gear. So
no, you didn't.
It wasn't relevant.
So. Yeah. And again, I'm going to get into some social shit right now. Why is it that we can't have cigarettes, but chainsaws ripping motherfuckers in half? That's perfectly okay, you know. And they the same deal. It's like we can't have smoking. Because we don't want kids to feel it's glorified. Like,
kids should be playing this shit. They should be.
Yeah, it's fucking M rated. If it's an M rated game, why are you trying to censor it?
Yeah. You know, but you know what it is? I guess the way they're seeing is that that's fictional violence and all that. So people playing.
Yo, that's fictional smoking, man.
No, exactly, but that's different because then when you see that, I'm like, well, I can't get a chainsaw and cut people up, but I could buy a pack of smokes. So I think that's what they're trying to say, that maybe it will plant that seed in a child's head when a child shouldn't be playing this game.
They should be playing in the first place.
It's immature.
It's the same stupid thing that Marvel did like 10 years ago when they like, Wolverine doesn't smoke anymore. Like, he's always fucking smoked, you know? Come on, man. Fuck out of here. Stupid. Let me read some of these comments. Dude the Third says that he has an Asian woman with an eye patch and a cigar in Ghost Recon, but it's a blunt. Okay, there you go. That's cool. So yeah, Gears of War 5. It is interesting, as Glorious War points out, that they haven't showed off the single player yet. And the game's like, 3 months away?
It's because they don't want to give the story away. I have all the
come on, man. Fuck out of here.
I don't know why people are dying for all this.
Even a trailer?
Don't you want surprises?
No, I don't want surprises. I want everything now. I'm saying
I didn't want to see anything.
Yeah, but Adam,
spoilers.
Adam, I'm just being real now. Like, I totally get where you're coming from. Like, typically, me, I only watch like the first trailer. But don't you find it weird that they haven't shown anything? That's a little odd.
You want to know? I can tell you what's going to happen in that game. You're going to go into a room. You're going to shoot a bunch of shit. You're going to cover. You're going to do roadie run it. You're going to move to the next room and do the same shit. Then it'll be a cutscene. Then you keep going, and then the game's over. That's it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But games usually show you shit. You know?
The only thing that I, from what I hear and what I've heard, is that they are going to add some kind of dialogue selection type screen.
Interesting.
Similar to what we saw in the Mass Effect series. So maybe that's why they're not showing it, because they don't, once you start showing that, then you're already giving away a lot. You know, because then you could see people going to freeze frame and start posting.
Yeah, but that's like only a couple seconds, man. My thing is, like, I understand, you know, not wanting to be spoiled, but it's just very unusual, you know, and it raises questions, you know. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not stressed. Yeah.
By the way, Glorious War says that you're damage controlling.
I'm not damage controlling. I've been on.
I'm not damage controlling. You damage controlling.
No, I've been on the whole point. I've said it even before we even saw anything. When we saw the first, remember when we first saw the long ass video that they showed us with the girl going after her mom and all that story, and it was going to be about that, and it was going more for more Dark Souls type gameplay when it comes to some of the combat and stuff. I'm like, okay. Yeah, there you go. So I'm like, okay, whatever. That's enough. You know, I'm a fan of that series. So I'm just going to jump in regardless.
Adam.
Yeah.
Carlos Romero on the chat says that you're on the payroll.
Damn. That's
it. They branded me, man. They branded me.
This motherfucker.
Yo, they invited me to one of their showings, and they were like, yo, you like this game? I'm like, yeah. They're like, come on, sit to the back room. Went to the back room. I closed my eyes. There was no lights. They hold my arm. I'm like, I'm like, your pretty stuff, it hurts. And next thing you know, I walk out and I got this shit on my arm.
Yeah, by the way, that's the only Gears of War tattoo that he could show you, you know? Like, he has another one, but he can't show that publicly, you know? Only his wife gets to see that one.
Cold dirt.
Little astronaut on the head. Open hatch. Hey! That's my Apollo 13 right there.
Bro. Oh, damn. Hey,
weird, though. I'm not scared of Gears being bad. I'm scared of Gears being mediocre. Because I don't know. This series, it's been great, but...
Come on, so keep it real, keep it real, keep it real.
Too much money into this. I would go against any of that because it's just they got a whole studio dedicated to it. They put a lot of money, a lot of faith. They paid a lot of money to get this IP from Epic. I mean, this is it. They see what's going on with Halo. They see what's going on with Forza and all the other stuff. They're like, we need something strong. If this comes out weak, it's dead. The whole thing is dead.
I agree. We don't know, man. But yeah, I'm a little worried because they're hiding too much for no reason. You know,
they must have a shit ton of.
We know more about Death Stranding than this fucking game.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, man.
They must have some crazy ass surprises if they don't want to show a fucking frame of this shit.
You know,
maybe an updated roadie run. I don't know. That's
you and that fucking roadie run. Man.
The story is about the roadie run.
That's it. The whole thing.
How did you do this run? Well, we did this. I don't know. It just changed everything. I'm okay with it. Don't you, anybody here have a franchise that it's like it doesn't matter? You know you're going to get like Uncharted or God of War.
Worse. But even it could be the illest franchise on earth that I love, I'll still be like, yo, why the fuck aren't they showing anything 3 months before launch? You know, I would have questions.
That should happen to us with Mass Effect.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Outsource a lot of shit. If they didn't outsource, that game would have been good. Think about that. We know the Coalition's not outsourcing any of this shit because they keep talking about that much.
Yeah, but, you know, we do have Gears of War 4. Gears of War 4 was a good game, but it was not on the level of the first three. You know, let's just be honest.
Hard to go back because the first one.
It's easy to go back, man. Get an Xbox One, Game Pass.
No, not like that. To catch that excitement. I'll never get that back. When we played Gears 1, when I first jumped into that, the roadie run, the chainsaw, the blood splattering on the screen, that was such an awakening. Jumping from one room to the other, it just flowed. You know, that game just kept...
Around me are familiar faces.
There you go. We're never gonna get that feeling again. That's something that you just can't get back. You can't put that back in the bottle. You know, it's like knowing how a magic trick's done. It's like you could see it done multiple ways, but you already know that woman isn't getting sawed in half. It's not happening. So it's the same thing. That's why I'm just hoping that it's just enjoyable and that everybody could jump in, we could play, have fun, sing Christmas songs, and have a good time.
Hey man, I appreciate your optimism for this. Man.
I can't see them scoring up. If they screw it up, then it's an epic fail for everything. Think about it. That the whole console.
Epic.
Epic. There you go.
Hold on. This guy called Soviet Picks that he wants to know if Adam is a redneck. This motherfucker is a Puerto Rican from New York, man. What are you talking about? You know? I mean, he's living in Iowa now, you know? But that don't change who he am.
No.
That don't change who he is.
You know? Would you say it lacks epic? Violence and Epic, are you crazy, man?
That's the thing.
Epic lacks epic.
Wait, am I a redneck? Are you fucking stupid? Dominican, bro. I'm from New York, man. Get out of here with that redneck bullshit. You know, you crazy. I don't talk like this. Yeah, come on, son. You know, I just diss rednecks.
He means redneck in spirit.
Yeah. Redneck, I'm fucking Dominican, man. Fuck out of here, you know. Gears of War. So yeah, we're gonna play it this weekend. Should be fun. Chris, you want to get down, man? You down, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
Get that on the X, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll give it to you. Hold on. So
yeah, I'm not from Brooklyn. Get the fuck out of here, man. Queens, man. Fuck Brooklyn.
Whoa.
Fuck out of here, man. Fuck Brooklyn. Queens, man.
We're Brooklyn at.
By the way, that happens all the time. Oh, you from Brooklyn? I'm from Queens, the biggest fucking borough in New York, man. Everybody thinks, when you leave the city, you're either from the Bronx or you're from Brooklyn. You know? Yeah, I'm walking here.
You have to stand out, and people forget. They're like, "Oh, well, we know Biggie, so well, what about Nas and Tribe Called Quest?" There's a lot of big groups that came man. Out. Hell, even Kit,
Run DMC, man, Hollis, Queens, baby. You know. Oh, hi, Kristen. As a matter of fact, both of us are from fucking Queens in this bitch, man. Fuck out of here.
Wait, what are you talking about? Yeah. All three of us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Queens, man. Kristen, too. Represent. By the way,
she's from Brooklyn.
Oh, she's from Brooklyn? She's Queens as far as I'm concerned, man. Fuck Brooklyn. We don't talk about Brooklyn here, We don't talk about Brooklyn.
She comes from the neighborhood. She comes from the neighborhood from Hey Arnold.
Oh shit! Yeah. By the way, shout out to Soviet Picks for following us, man. Appreciate that. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is what we do on this show, man. This is a really underrated show. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that, man. We like to have fun with you people, man. We'll berate you, but we're having fun, man. Actually, I'm berating Brooklyn. Fuck Brooklyn.
And then I don't know about that guy that gave that report about the switches, man. You just like, oh, fuck that.
Hey, listen, everybody on Twitter is an asshole. That guy's no exception. That's all I'm saying.
So let's get this straight.
An asshole? What about
him? An asshole.
Let's get this straight, man. Tony's from Brooklyn. I mean, from Queens.
Man, I'll go over there and slap the shit out of you, man. Yeah. Fuck out of here, man.
Chris from Queens. Right. Yeah,
Chris is from Queens.
Manny's from Queens.
Yeah, yep. Man.
In fact, here's the fun one.
Adam's from all the boroughs, though.
I grew up in the Lower East Side, and then I moved to Brooklyn.
Here's the fun one. Me, Chris, and Tony grew up not very far from each other. Chris lived on the same street, never knew each other, and Tony was in the opposite direction. We're literally walking distance.
Yeah, between all exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it was like 10 minutes to each of our places, you know.
Not 10 minutes, a little more than that.
Well,
but,
you know, yeah. Well, if it's on a good day with Chris, we got to go take a bus, but you know, it was still close. Mm-hmm. But if it was a nice day, you could still walk there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam is a non.
Maybe you would say Manhattan because that's where he was born.
Yeah, which is interesting because most people don't even live in Manhattan.
Well, yeah. I mean, he did live in the projects back then.
Yeah,
and to Brooklyn. And then from Brooklyn, stayed there for junior high school, some college, finished up through college from Staten Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there moved to Queens,
from
Queens to where I'm at now.
And the funny thing is you've never lived in the Bronx.
Nope. But I stayed over there a lot because your family was there. Your dad was there. And my dad lived there over in Fordham, in that area.
Yeah, we don't talk about Staten Island, man.
Yeah,
that shit don't even exist. By the way, Soviet Picks, I've been saying your name right. Who says Keck? It clearly says Pick. You know, Pick.
Yeah,
it says it right there, man. I know how to pronounce English, man.
And the bagel guy is from Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island.
Oh, Bagel Boss.
Soviet
the
Peaks.
Bagel Boss. Yeah.
Oh, is that how you want me to say Soviet Peaks? Like a Mr. Thorns Davis.
Mr. Peaks.
Mr. Peaks, how are you? You know? Yeah, okay.
Baba Yaga.
Yeah, Baba Yaga. You know, we got some vodka.
So when I lived in Brooklyn, most of my friends were Russian.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a little death over there in Coney Island. There.
Oh, you already know, man.
Yeah. You know, doing collusion since childbirth, man.
Right. That's some shame.
And Adam, back in those days, kind of looked a little like John Wick with his hair long and his beard.
Yeah, Jesus, not too long ago. Remember when I said,
"Yeah, man,
did I pray to you?"
Yeah, I don't believe in you anymore, man. You know,
when I cut my hair off, my son, he freaked out. He was scared of me. He didn't know who I was. I came walking down the stairs, and he was like, "Ah!" He went running off the couch.
Oh man,
who is this nigga?
Oh man. All right. Let's get to the last story here. So, Monster Hunter World has sold 13 million copies worldwide.
Damn
son, that is crazy.
Japan.
By the way, this was already Capcom's biggest selling game of all time. Now it's just a bigger success. Like, damn, man.
Oh, the biggest?
Yeah, it became the biggest selling Capcom game like the year it came out. Think about that. Like, it sold 8 million copies that year alone, which was last year, I believe.
Street Fighter hasn't sold that many?
Nah, man.
Street Fighter
V? No, before that, the highest selling game was Resident Evil 5. That was the highest selling game they had before Monster Hunter.
Damn.
So keep that in mind. Street Fighter never sold, like, even on Resident Evil level, you know?
But then again, I don't know if they count, like, all the Street Fighters, because you know how they have all these iterations of...
No, they count each one as its own individual, you know? But I don't know. That's a good question. Like, what about franchise-wise? I think maybe they were counting it, you know? I think Resident Evil is still the biggest, you know, the Resident Evil franchise as a whole. Because,
like, for example...
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, Street Fighter 2 and Street Fighter 2 Turbo and Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, did they all go to the same bucket?
Yeah, I mean, they all went to Street Fighter, like the franchise, you know?
Oh, okay, so it's just as a franchise.
Yeah, but I think this one's the highest-selling game, period, you know? Actually, let's look this up. When is this published? Oh, shit, never mind. This is from literally 10 years ago. We can still glean some stuff out of it. So, this is from 10 years ago, people, so take it how you will. Resident Evil as a franchise sold 40 million. Mega Man sold 28 and Street Fighter 27. So those were the top three 10 years ago. Monster Hunter, damn. Monster Hunter was 8.5 million back then. Fuck. And that was DS versions and all that shit, you know?
The shitty versions, yeah.
Yeah. Let's just be real, you know? So that's cool, you know? And obviously I'm going to bring this up because Iceborne, baby, you already know. Getting back in that bitch. And Brian, you're going to be playing that one with us, right?
I don't know.
Damn, Brian, really? It's like that,
it's like
man?
That, mate.
PS4, PC. No, there's no crossplay.
Yeah, oh, well. Hey, Soviet Pix, does Brian sound like a hick to you, too? You know? I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Street Fighter 2 as a franchise. Now, I think do they count Street Fighter? They would count Street Fighter. But I want to see an updated version of this, because that shit's from 10 years ago, man.
Man, 10 years ago was a long time.
Exactly, man. That was a whole different world.
That was a whole different generation.
When was this post? Okay, I see this. Was it fandom? I don't know if that shit counts. What? Whoa, Street Fighter 2 sold 15 million back in the day? Fuck. Or is that now? Maybe that's probably total. Hey, by the way, okay, so I don't know. Where the hell is this? It's VG sales, okay. So this one seems a little bit miraculous because this one says Monster Hunter sold 13 million and this says 12.4 million. So I think this one's pretty accurate. And yeah, I think Carlos, I think you're right. Street Fighter 2 is the best selling game Capcom ever had. So why did they say Monster Hunter was the best selling one? You know,
man, they lie.
It's a modern game.
Why are you lying?
Why the fuck you lying?
Because they can't bring that up. They're trying to still sell Street Fighter 5 and all that shit. So they're like, oh, we can't bring
it up. I don't care. Don't lie. That's it.
It's okay. It's okay to lie.
Maybe they didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't know?
Yeah, but that's still, 13 million is nothing to sneeze at. You know what I'm saying, man?
All right.
Okay, so this one's from VG. Oh, we don't count VG charts, man. You know? okay, so Street Fighter 2, because I think Carlos said you just dump all the Street Fighter 2s in there, you know? Championship Edition, Hyper Fighting, Turbo. You know,
yeah,
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. You know? Not to mention all the recenter ones, like Ultra Street Fighter 2.
Ultra Street Fighter, yeah.
You know, the Switch one.
Champion Edition, all that.
All that shit, man. Yeah, hold on. I don't even see Street Fighter 5 on this list. Oh, it is. Damn. 2.9 million.
Yeah, that one bombed right off the bat because it came out incomplete. Now they have the arcade edition that has all the other versions. It's legit. But when it launched, I remember I was waiting for that. I think Manny, you're the only person I knew that had it. I actually did a share watch. Remember that time I jumped in to see?
Was Street Fighter 5?
Yeah.
No, Benny, that I had that.
I never owned that. No.
Was it you that did that with?
Maybe. I don't remember doing that.
Somebody here had it, and I was like, oh, shit, you already got it. And
I guess one of you Queens people.
Yeah, one of you Queens people.
When I logged in to see, you know, the gameplay, because I knew a lot of characters were missing, and I was like, why would they do that?
Separate. They're all back now.
I'm all back.
I don't see Street Fighter 3 on this list at all.
Third Strike?
Yeah, Third Strike wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. The game was garbage.
They got the parry system.
No, fuck the parry system. That's the thing that ruined it for me. That's not Street Fighter, man. If you would have named that something else, I probably would have liked it better. That's not a Street Fighter game. You know, Street Fighter is about, like, being offensive, not being defensive with all that parrying.
Man, you had to be offensive.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I'm offending people, man. I think that's it. So let's run through the games we have been playing late. Actually, hold on. Let's because I know I triggered some people saying Street Fighter 3 is bad. I'm sorry. I don't like Street Fighter 3. Fuck that game.
You gotta profess that a little bit.
Yeah. Now, see, you know, but seriously, objectively speaking, Street Fighter 3 is a good game. It's just that's not what I personally want to see in a Street Fighter game.
Yeah, you know? Some people say that's the best.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, like the FGC guys specifically say that's the best one. You know, and that's fine. But I don't like. To me, that's not Street Fighter. When Street Fighter 4 came, I'm like, that's Street Fighter. You know,
Street Fighter 4 is
pretty. That ain't Street Fighter. It's all 3D and shit.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the mechanics, man.
Fuck game.
Yo, man, hey, no, Street Fighter. We could all agree on like Street Fighter 5, though. We could all agree on that.
I can't say I neither like or hate it. I never played it.
Yeah, I don't hate it either. Yeah. That game is really good mechanically too, but they fucked up in the beginning,
they
man.
Fucked up the launch.
Get the arcade edition. You can play Street Fighter 2, 3, all of them, 4, all on that.
The collection is fucking amazing. You know.
Yeah. Got that one too.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Games we have been playing lately. Manny, have you gotten to play anything? Because I know you've been busy as fuck.
No, other than commuting from one place to another and trying to work. My life is work. Yeah,
we got to get you a Switch. Play that on
Switch,
the go.
I can't get no trophies with that shit.
Trophy in the heart.
Oh, that's plus I can't bring it.
That's how you do it.
I can't do a handheld anyway because I gotta work, man. Between the two trips to New York and back, I have about 5 hours of time that I'm not working, so I'm working on the bus.
Yeah. Now, Manny's already beaten and probably platinum every Vita game. He's asking about the Vita, but you already destroyed all your Vita games.
Yeah, all the games that I wanted to play on there, yeah.
Yeah, and the PSP, you already ran that through the ground, too, back in the day.
Oh, yeah, that's already, it's already stored and stuff.
You know? All right, Chris, what have you been playing lately?
I beat Blazing Chrome.
Ooh.
And like I said, I don't know why the trophies are bugged.
Yeah.
Nothing popped for me. I mean, it pops, but it doesn't show up in my list.
It comes up for Street Fighter, right?
It comes up as Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection with zero trophies in it every time it pops, so it's ridiculous. And I'm almost done with Bloodstained. I think I'm at the last boss, but she whooped my ass, so I was like grinding. I was like, I'm not strong enough. And I was trying to craft a couple of swords, but I'm trying to find the rare items to fucking make them.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Yeah, I'll go next. You and I are playing the same shit, basically. So yeah, I played Blazing Chrome. That's really fun. You know, it's interesting because even though it's obviously a big, love letter to Contra, a little Metal Slug in there too. And when you beat the game, right, you get these new characters. Strider, you know, surprisingly enough.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Strider.
Really cool.
Is it actually Strider?
No, like...
Strider-like.
It's Strider-like. Like yeah, because you don't use guns anymore. You use, like, you know, those big slashing things. Like Strider, you know.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm like, okay, like it just turned to Strider now. So really cool game. Bloodstain. I haven't been playing as much as I want because I'm kidding, Chris. I'm pretty sure you hit that point too where you're like, where the fuck am I going? You know. So.
Oh my god, I've been lost so much. Like it took me forever to find that. You know, the giant stage where everything is huge, like the Den of Behemoths or whatever. It took me forever to find out how to get in there.
Oh man, yeah, I haven't even gotten to that point. You know. I even though my map says I'm like 60% clear, but I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I'm going. You know, I need to just like dedicate because I don't have a lot of time to dedicate to it. So I need to just dedicate like an hour or two just to find my way around, you know. And I still got to power up Miriam a little bit. But yeah, so I've been playing that. I'm going to have a review for this interesting puzzle game called Aetherborn. It's not tomorrow because, I'm still working on that. So probably next week. What else have I been playing? I know there's something else I was playing too. Totally blanking on it right now. So that's about it. I'm looking forward to, you know, like we're going to play Gears. I'll probably come back to myself. I'm playing something else. I'm fucking blanking on it, you know? Anyway, Carlos, what have you been playing?
Blazing Chrome. That's what you're playing.
Yeah, no, I said that Blazing Chrome and Bloodstained is another game. And Aetherborn. There was another one I'm doing for a review. Oh, wait, what the fuck am I talking about? I'm an idiot. I already played it. Dragon Quest Builders 2. You know, but I'm done with that. I did my review for it. I don't need to come back to that game, you know. Been blanking on it. That's right, motherfuckers. All right, Carlos, go ahead.
chess and...
It ain't no game, man.
It's in the game. It's the enemy of a game.
Like, yo, man, the graphics is so ill, you could actually touch them, man.
Yo, man, it's ill.
What? Yeah, I've been playing it on my iPad, man.
Yeah, I guess that counts.
That's not a real game console.
That ain't no system seller, man. No, I don't...
Well, Microsoft, apparently it is.
Well, Solitaire's a system seller, right?
every tablet and
PC. Hey, there you go. Carlos, the guys in the chat are liking you saying chess. Okay, cool.
Did they have their pinkies up while they said that?
Yeah.
Chess.
The game.
Yeah, so
add me on chess.com if you guys play.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there you go. You can hit up Carlos, you know. I'm too stupid for chess, so I can't play that.
Yeah, it's one of those. You know, it'd be hilarious if it's one of those chess hustlers from New York. He's playing on there. Yo, man, bet me like $10.
Can you bet on that chess.com? Can you put money down?
No, I don't think.
Chess is a simple. No, checkers is a simple game, man. Fuck out of here. You know, chess, that's like. Rah!
Chess
you know?
Is a real man's game.
Yeah. Oh, Chinese checkers takes too long with all the little marbles.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about checkers, you know? Like, that's the shit I can hang. Tic-tac-toe, I know how to do that. That's the shit. That's my speed, you know?
Damn.
All right, Brian, what have you been playing lately, man?
I've actually not been playing much, as usual. Just finishing up Pokemon Go. I'm collecting... Well, I'm aiming to get all 150... I'm currently at 145 Pokemon, so almost there.
Hold on, aren't some of them like locked to different countries, or am I wrong about that?
No,
they are.
No, they're locked to different versions of the game. So with Let's Go Pikachu, you can only get some of them, and the rest of them are in Let's Go Eevee. So hence, you can have to like trade stuff.
But I heard stories of people traveling to Europe just so they can.
Yeah, I heard. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what Pokemon Go. Like Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. And
gotcha.
Oh, Pokemon Go. Jesus Christ, that game will never be finished.
I was going to say, man, you're trying to complete Pokemon Go? That game never ends.
No. Let's Go. Sorry. Yeah, just going through that. But I found out that you can, rather than having friends to trade stuff, you can just trade with yourself on Pokemon Go. And send the Pokemon to the Switch one, and then it counts. So I've just been doing that. It's like, hey, cool! I can just send all these things and complete
before they patch the
Pokedex. No, it's actually like a feature to like get you to buy both because Nintendo are assholes. That actually is like a Pokemon double that's dip. Like locked to the game, so that you have to trade an item from Pokemon Go to Pokemon Let's Go to actually get that Pokemon. Fucking Nintendo, man.
It's always something with them, man.
Oh, yeah, gotta have something.
So right now, I think the only ones I'm missing are the ones where you have to evolve them when you trade them. So like Geodude, Machamp, Gengar, all my favorite ones.
Yo, would you call me, man?
Whoa.
Shit.
Machamp, I called you.
This is a step family
Machamp,
show.
Tony, what are you talking about? and of course, Mewtwo. So... I'm almost there. I reckon that another week, then I'm done. Ape Out, that game is too much fun. You guys, gosh, Ape Out is fun. It's the simplest game I've ever played in a long time, but so much fun though.
Right. For those of us who don't know, what the fuck is Ape Out?
Ape Out. It's like a top-down game where you play as an ape and you have to like escape out of like this like enclosure. So it's kind of like a weird.
Did you say those two words together, ape and escape?
But that's the thing. You play an ape, you escape, and hence Ape Out. See, I don't know what you guys. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I like this game, man.
Of enclosure. So yeah, so just you go out and then you have like two buttons: one to grab stuff and one to throw stuff. So then you grab people and then you throw them against the wall. They explode into bits, and that's it. That's literally like the game. Like you just have to like make it to the end of the maze, of course, there's different people there. You can grab them, throw them, grab walls and throw them. It's like insane.
Yeah. By the way, so Soviet. I'm calling Soviet picks. I don't care how you want me to pronounce it. He wants to know: Ape Escape or Ape Out? Who will win in a fight?
Ape Out.
Oh,
I mean, you play as a damn gorilla. So, yeah.
Yeah. He said, "Hold on. What the hell did he just say?" He said they should call the name. GZR says they should call the game Harambe.
Oh man. I totally agree. Because, dear Lord, that, like, it's pretty much Harambe's revenge.
Yeah, but it ends with him get. And he says, the game ends with him getting shot.
Man. Oh, he gets shot like the whole time in the game. It's amazing.
Yeah. Later, do the third. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah, Ape Out. So, that's like the most like obvious title. I'm gonna make a game called Woman Stab, right? And the woman stabs. That's what she does the whole game. She just stabs people. It's the reverse of Psycho. You know, instead of the woman getting stabbed, she's stabbing motherfuckers. You know, look at me. Just give me money right now, man. I could read games all day. You know,
you can make indie games. Oh,
well, they will be an indie game. You know, it's every time. Just stabbing people, you know.
And plus, the soundtrack is amazing. It's like this weird, like jazz mix. Like seriously, like okay. Yeah. I just put up the trailer now in the chat. Have a look at that trailer, Tony. It's
during the show, Brian. Really?
Not during the show, but you know.
I'll check it out. Yeah, I'll check it out. Hold on. Soviet Pick says 20 years afterwards. Remember, Woman Stab, absolute classic. That's right, man. The illest game you ever played in your life.
Damn.
All right. Anything else, Brian?
No. I was tempted to play Mass Effect Andromeda, but no, then
don't do it.
I gained my senses, so no.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, man. All right. We're gonna be here for another half an hour with this one, Adam. What have you been playing lately?
No, well, not this time. Because remember, I'm trying to compete for Evo and stuff. So I'm just been playing a lot of Street Fighter, 30th anniversary on the Switch, and Street Fighter 5. On a PS4, and then when I go to sleep, I think about it. I got some audio tracks, and it's constantly telling me like how to do different combos and stuff. So I'm playing that in my head, and that's pretty much it. Besides that, my friend Pedro, been doing that, but it's all Street Fighter. Got to get ready.
Who's this Pedro you keep talking about?
That's my cousin, man.
There you go.
I saw him last week.
Adam is an impressive dude, man. He's trying to add more shit to his resume. It's like, I've done this, I've done that. I played professional fucking gaming tournaments.
That's it. I did. I did that for the Nintendo way back, right? Where we had to play, what was it, the Champion Edition to get on stage, the Nintendo stage. So I had to play, it was Mario Brothers, it was Ridge Racer, and then Tetris. And they would put you in groups of 75. And then if you beat those 75, then you got on stage. And then you can compete to win a Game Boy. This is back in like 1989, 1990.
He did it twice, by the way.
Yeah, made it twice. I got on stage twice. Then later on in life, we went to Irving Plaza because then I did one for Halo. Remember? And then that one, the kid next to me was just fucking cheesing me, and I started getting an argument, and then the security just told me to get off the stage.
Damn.
I was, and then that was it. And that was it for that.
I played a Halo tournament, and I won it.
You won it?
Yep.
Shit, look at you. And it's a win it.
Carlos, you're so done well.
You are done well.
Now, hold on. Are you like going to like actual Evo? Is that really happening?
That is the plan. I have to get good.
You're going. I'm assuming next year because Evo isn't Evo like a couple months from now.
Well, yeah, they have it. But things that there's a bunch of these tournaments that they travel around in other areas and stuff. Not just the online. Yeah. So
Evo the traveling circuit.
I got a traveling circuit. So just trying to. It's something I always wanted to do and never really got into it. And I was like, you know what? I want to do this.
Is your wife okay with this?
She doesn't know yet. So. but I mean, I could tell all kinds of craziness. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I got to wait till I'm actually to that point. You know, it's like, man, oh no, look, I can do this.
Honey, I have a dream. I want to become a professional.
I mean, there's a bunch of things I have to do first. Besides that, I have to get my ranking level up, and I have to do that. And then to prove it, now the way it works is you have to open up a Twitch channel and you have to just live stream all of it to show people that you are doing it yourself. That way you build the rep. So when you go, it's like, all right, look, this is my ranking.
Hey, man, you can
if only you had a Twitch channel available to stream this.
See,
stuff.
There you go. Yeah. So
yes, gotta, if only you would take advantage of this Twitch channel.
Damn. That's what I'm saying. I've been doing a lot of it offline. Spent a lot of time in the training room. So once I feel I'm comfortable with that, then that's it. Because he's got to do ranked.
I think you need to go against Chris and Tony before you even touch
it. Oh, yeah. No,
you got to get past us, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going out there, but like, yeah, I could do it. And just that's
I could do it.
I could do that.
Yeah, he's gonna... I take Adam, I'll throw chickens at him. It's like, you need greasy fast speed.
That's it. Like,
crazy fast speed.
Yeah, you know, spend 20, 30 minutes just doing Hadoukens and stuff just to get the combination of down, forward, you know?
That's going to be fun. So, by the way, I'll just make that official. We're going to have Adam's going to be fighting against me and Chris on the stream. So we could train him, you know? And then when you could whip our asses, then you could be like, all right, I'm ready, you know?
You are ready. You are Last Dragon.
You're crapping fire and you're spitting lightning.
You know, and that's what I was thinking about for Street Fighter V. Like, how cool would it be if you can create your own fighter? They got all the moves and everything. Just create your own guy and then bring that to tournaments. That'd be awesome.
They haven't done that yet.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the only thing is, like, they have done, like, for Tekken, they have where you can just dress your character up.
Shit, I was always thinking about it too. I was like, how come the first two guys in the opening video for Street Fighter 2 are not in the game?
Yeah,
the
white those guy guys. The black guy,
they're not even in it.
Well, it was actually, you know, that game was actually, the Street Fighter was actually supposed to be a sequel to Final Fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy that's probably punching somebody.
Oh, what was it for?
That could be
Street
Cody.
Fighter 89, right? Wasn't it?
No. Street Fighter was actually going to be like Final Fight 2.
Okay. I think it was the other way around. I think Final Fight.
Yeah.
But that guy on the cover on the thing is actually supposed to be Cody though.
That's
but then they
Cody.
Made him.
Actually, no. What was it? It was. Yeah.
They made him his own character.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah. They were making Street Fighter 2, mm-hmm. but it was Final Fight. You know, and they were like, this is too different. Let's just call it something else. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of cross synergy and.
And then he went to jail. I didn't understand that.
Oh, Cody?
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember like. Street Fighter 4, and he had like the jail outfit, and he had the ball and
chain.
I'm like, shit, what did he do wrong now?
He did. He was a vigilante.
He was, yeah.
That is illegal.
But then the mayor did that shit too.
I think he put him in jail. I mean,
yeah. I remember he always did that every time he attacked.
And they never put Hugo, the big guy. They never put the mayor.
Oh, he was in Street Fighter 3.
Yeah, he was in Street Fighter 3. Yeah, Hugo. Yeah,
not mm-hmm. Hugo. Well, what's his name?
Hagar. Hagar. Hagar's
Hagar.
In.
Hagar.
Well, Hagar was in Marvel vs. Capcom. Yeah, he's in that, but that shit don't count.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Adam, that's good. You know, this is a serious question. You think you have like the chops right now? Like, I'm just being honest right now. You know, like being older, and the reason I'm saying that because when I'm playing Blazing, I'm like, yo, I don't think my old ass could hang with this type of shit anymore. You know, it's like too much going on. I don't think I'm starting to think my reflexes are not what they used to be. So you feel that's going to be it's going to hinder you in any way?
I feel it's different for fighting. I would say that for FIFA. Because the FIFA now, everybody's doing ping pong passing, all this craziness and the tricks and mastering. Like when I play against my brother, I can't beat him. And before, that wasn't the case. I was like, I can't do that. But this is different. It's just two big blocky motherfuckers, one on the left, one on the right, learn all their moves and learn all the tricks of the trade. And now we have the internet. Back then, if this was years ago, no, because I'm like, who am I going to practice? How am I going to learn the tricks and the cheese?
And you're going to go over each other's house.
That's
man.
It, the you way know, we used to do it, man.
This guy, there's Wally, and there's all the other dudes that I'm following now on the YouTube channels just to see these tricks and to see their tournament techniques. Some of them actually just showing the fight sticks, you know, and showing the combos.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're like, yeah, just follow this. Don't look at the screen because the shit in the game is wrong. Follow what I'm doing and put it in slow-mo. So I'll put it in slow-mo and I'll see them doing the half hook. You know, and do that whole thing. So,
just Popo coming.
Whoop, whoop, oh, shit.
Yo, man, you're giving away those trade secrets, man.
Right? Shit.
Turn
the light off.
Turn the light off.
Yo, by the way, GZDR says that Adam is going to go to the tournament with a printed move list from GameFAQs. Remember doing that shit back in the day?
No, this is going to be me. It's going to be me looking at this. I got you.
Like, hold on, let me look at this shit real quick, yeah, you know?
So, yeah, now I'm just trying to master the whole doing the special moves.
Yeah.
Because that's a tricky part, because it's like, you know, the purple coming forward. No, you know what it is? It's not even that. It's like I live down the block from a firehouse, which also now duels as the EMS system, because remember they have the EMS. So the ambulance, that's the sound of the ambulance here. So when they start racing out, that's why we hear it, because they're leaving the firehouse.
Soviet pick says they're looking for him. Like, yo, that Russian motherfucker, man. Get that communist. You know,
Smirnoff.
Yeah. By the way, Soviet Picks, I know you're new. We actually do have this is my plug right now. We actually do have an entire podcast, which airs on Sundays. We answer fan questions, man. So we're going to answer your question right. It's a freebie. He wants to know, what do we think of Bubsy 3D?
You mean the original one?
I guess.
Or is there a new one?
Yeah, maybe. Well, there is a new one. People are like, why does this exist?
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's my opinion. Why does it exist?
Yeah, it didn't need to exist.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. He wants to know our opinion of the original one. I don't think I played Bubsy back in the day.
I played the original ones.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
Not the 3D one. I never played that one.
No, I never played 3D.
I mean, Bubsy, the original Bubsy game wasn't that bad. It was actually quite good. Except it wasn't until they started making sequels and stuff. That's when it kind of started like, this.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played a Bubsy game. Yeah, Bubsy 3D, that came out back in the day too, didn't it?
You know what it's really about? It's all about Plock, man. Plock is the shit.
What you call me?
Plock, man.
Yo, Plock, you too, man.
Yo, man, look it up.
I don't know Plock. Is that another PlayStation game?
No, it was a Super Nintendo game.
Plock. Oh, yeah, look at that. Wait, I know this game.
Yo, man, you know Plock.
Yeah, I know this game. I'm looking at... Yeah, I know this game.
It's in the mascot era.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as I saw the box, I'm like, hold on, I know that fucking game. You know? Adam, anything else, man?
Well, Contra. Still playing Contra. And we should be getting back into the Division, hopefully next
week.
That's
right, yeah.
Division 2, now that they're going to open up for the raids, for matchmaking. You know, that was such a pain in the ass. Because you got to make sure everybody's all ready and all stuff. And I'm still not 100% on it, just knowing that it's still going to take over 5 hours just to do on.
Yeah,
man. And that's...
Like, I ain't got time for that shit.
That's the shit, yeah. It's like, and then we're not even counting. We'll be lucky if we could do it all in one run. That's probably not going to happen. From all these boss battles. Yeah. So.
Hey, Adam, Soviet Picks wants to know, do you have to pay yourself to play Pac-Man? You know, he's looking at your background. Adam shows up with a bunch of quarters.
A bunch of quarters, right? You know what? There is one. I seen this guy. He set up a mod where he did have the function on the bottom, and he uses it as a piggy bank. So it makes a sound, and he'll hear the quarter drop. Obviously, it doesn't do nothing. He still presses start, but he uses that as a little piggy bank. So whenever he has the quarters in his pocket,
oh, that's cool,
just to get that feel, and then just to hear the sound. Because I could easily cut a hole in the bottom. There's so many mods that people do with these things. It's crazy.
Yeah, what's going on, Blonky 19? He says hello. Too bad we're about to air off. You know, go off the air. But yeah.
I did a Pac-Man championship from Larry Herb, Major Nelson. Mm-hmm. Major Nelson sent me the invite for that one, and that was at the Supper Club on 42nd Street when they did Pac-Man Champions Edition, and they had a tournament. I didn't win that, that was the first time I played that version. That shit was crazy. I love that version, the first one, not Champions 2.
The first one is really good. Yeah, fuck that second one. That was whack.
Oh, man, it wasn't even Pac-Man.
It wasn't.
And I was like, all right, well, you have two. Well, you're still going to have the Championship 1 mode. No. They didn't even add that shit. I'm like, this is fucking garbage.
It's funny with that one. Before I knew it, I got all the trophies because I was having so much fun with the first one. I love the slowdown feature. That is so cool, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fucked up with the sequel, though.
Yeah.
I remember I played that at an event, which for the Bandai Namco event, right? And I was just like, what the fuck is this shit, you know? But the one of the devs was there, so I had to be nice about it, you know? Because I was like, and I was, you know, and like you said, I was looking like, okay, they probably have a mode. They're probably showing off this specific mode. They probably got a real one late. No, they didn't.
Yeah,
didn't have the
they
real one.
Didn't. I just could not believe that. And then I was like, you know what? Eventually they'll come out with a collection, you know, like all champions 1 and 2. They never did that either.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's wrap it up, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show.
Show.
Really big show. So yeah, got the links down there and all that. So once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
Later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, take it easy.
Adam Vale.
Jesus.
They added a female Ninja Turtle in the latest issue, and there is a Teenage Ninja Turtle and Power Ranger pairing up coming out.
Yeah, I remember when they added a female Ninja Turtle in the stupid TV show back in the day. Yeah.
Peter, by the way, I have personal knowledge that Peter Laird hated that.
Yeah, he probably did, man. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we leave, he's Soviet Pick said he follows us on Twitter. Thank you, man, and YouTube. Cool.
Oh, nice. Make sure to hit up the Discord if you use Discord.
Yeah. Hold on, because he's been good. Let me bless this man.
Oh, damn.
You know, I bless everybody else who's in there too. But I hate how these things, like, you always have to set it to expire to never. You know, come on, man. All right, so join us in the Discord. We're always there. Talking. Set it. No, hold on, I gave you the wrong fucking link. This thing's being fucking stupid right now. There we go. I got you now, son. So join us in Discord. We always have fun. You know, we talk about games. Talking games, talking shit. That's what we do. All right. And Brian Manjoma.
I will pay $100 to have a beat Adam at the tournament and then stand up and say to him, go home and be a family man.
Oh, yeah, man. I can see it now. They just grabbed my fight stick. Give me.
Yeah, that would be perfect. All right, man. We'll see you on Sunday, man. Later.
Later, guys. Later.